The post-match interview.
We're ready to head downstairs where Renee Gehring is waiting patiently with the great man himself, Quinton Arkell.
Right on the win, Quinton. Obviously, a big win, and particularly in the wet weather, you'd be pleased with that.
Yeah, absolutely. Just to come back into the team, set us up for finals. It was a good win, and just saw the boys play their role, which is good.
And you kicked a goal yourself, as did a number of your teammates. Is that something that the team's been working on in terms of bringing more players into kicking goals? Obviously, we want to be kicking as many as we can, but the multiple contributors?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It just shows that everyone's working hard. You know, when the ball comes inside 50, all the small forwards are doing their job, and the big guys are bringing it to ground, which is good. And it's good that we can finish off, especially in the wet weather.
Quinton Arkell, Tom King up in the K-Rock box, along with Ian Cohen, Tim McGrath, Tom Lonigan and Heath Buck. You finally got to wear the jumper you designed.
Yeah, no, it feels good. I wore it once in the VFL. I wore it for a quarter, and then unfortunately I did my hamstring. So, it was good to get out there and put it on. It's a bit disappointing that we have to put it on out of respect of Polly's death, but felt good putting it on, getting out there and getting the win.
You found yourself back into the side in recent weeks. It's been a frustrating year. Can you talk to us about not just the physical side of it, but the mental side of the setbacks you were suffering with that hamstring?
It's a bit annoying. At the start, I'm still early in my career and I've had all these niggles and injuries, but, I don't really want to think about it too much. I just want to play my role, and I'm excited to be back in the team, and hopefully I hold my spot going into finals. So, yeah, I'm not thinking about it too much, and it was frustrating, but just move it. It's all forward from here.
Yeah. Are you constant dialogue with the coaches in regards to where you sit in the pecking order?
I don't actually know. It's a competitive side. We've got so much depth. So if someone performs well, and they deserve their spot, so be it. But I understand that we have a lot of depth and a lot of talent on our list. So I don't think about it too much. But, yeah, that's it.
Quinton, well done tonight. I'm not sure from the outside looking in, from what we see, certainly from our point of view, it looks to me that you've cemented your spot in the team, with the coaches being obviously patient with you this year with your injuries and getting some match fitness in the VFL, and certainly coming at the right time of the year to make an impact, and certainly going forward into the next month, you'll be front and square in there from my eyes.
Oh, I hope so. Like I said, there's a lot of depth and boys are performing so well in the VFL, so it's a bit nerve-wracking going into finals, but I hope you're right, mate. I hope I've held my spot.
Well, you can only really worry about what you can control. Obviously, your training and getting the recovery and all those sort of things right. But obviously, game day, I know it's a cliche and all the players say it, but, playing your role, do the thing for the team, get on the end of a few possessions, 20-something today and a goal. Certainly, that'll give you a lot of confidence going into the next month.
Yeah, I hope so. It's always good to play well. It was a good win, and hopefully I can keep that performance up. That's one of the things I focus on throughout juniors and throughout my waffle days. I just want to be consistent, and hopefully I can do that going into finals.
Fifth quarter for Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar. Speaking with Catch Young Gun Quinton Arkell, here's Tom Lonigan.
Narks, well done tonight, mate.
Tell me, mate, how you going?
How you going? Good. Mate, what's some of the things you've been working on with the coaches? As Bluey did mention then that you have spent a bit of time in the VFL. What are some of the things you've been working on? And they've obviously come to fruition with your last few games here because you've been sensational, mate.
You would probably know, Domsey. I've been working on, my fitness and things that I need to get right physically. Just behind the scenes, I want to get my body right, especially going into finals. But on field, I'm contested work. I think I'm very strong in that area. So I really pride myself on that, and I've been working on that. And then, obviously, stoppage structure and finishing off as well going forward and kicking a few goals.
Oh, good work, mate. And what's the go with the Yogi Bear, mate? You've cut the locks. Are you growing them back, or what's going on there?
Yeah, it's in a pretty yuck state at the moment. But, I think I'm going to get the locks back. Maybe not as long, and, hopefully it's not everywhere. But, I feel a bit lost without my long hair.
Hey, Quinton, Ian Cohen, well done on your performance, and I agree with Bluey. You've really stamped yourself as a September footballer for the Geelong Footy Club, no doubt about that. It was a quiet night, though, for Gary Rowan, for Tomahawk as well. Obviously, sharing the goal-kicking responsibility is good, but both of those guys were really quiet. Anything different about their approach or the way they took to the game?
I don't think those guys have to have a lot of touches to impact the game. Like I said, guys like Gary and Tom, they just have to create a contest and then have trust in the younger boys, like the smaller forwards coming through and kicking goals. And that's what happened tonight. I thought, you know, like Asava, Gary Rowan, Tom, they really competed well. And, you know, it was just unfortunate that they didn't you know, wasn't high in the possession count. But I thought they did really well in the air.
Where the football's not necessarily kind to a few of the bigger blokes. How do you find it? Because a lot of the guys growing up in WA don't see a lot of wet weather football. It really did sheet down for parts of tonight's match as well. How do you find it?
I don't mind it. I'm not a fan of the heat, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. I don't mind the cold weather. I don't like rain, but yeah, cold weather, wet weather footy. It's really contested, and yeah, I like that side of the game.
So, Narks, what's it look like now for the next fortnight, or do you still have to wait for tomorrow's results and then wait for the fixture for the first week of finals to work out, you know, what time you've got off and when you'll train, etc.?
I don't think, you know, they might give us a few days off over the next 2 weeks, but I don't think it will change much. I think we'll stick to our normal program going into finals. Yeah, just, you know, so we're do what we're used to and just keep ticking at it like that.
Yeah, well, we can't wait. Another final series for the Geelong Footy Club. I know you're aware of the history, but 14 final series in 16 years is nothing to be sneezed at, and another opportunity to have a crack at the major prize, which is a Premiership Cup in around 4.5 weeks from now, 5 weeks from now. We really can't wait for September, as I'm sure you're looking forward to playing at AFL finals level, and we look forward to seeing the number 19 running around in a couple of weeks' time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've never played finals yet, so hopefully, you know, we have a good final series and, yeah, take out a premiership.
Yeah, fingers crossed you've got 3 games at least during the finals. Well done, Narks. Congratulations on the win tonight.
Thanks, guys.
Great to talk to you.
Thanks for having me.
Quinton Narkle joining us on K-Rock Football. Always good to chat with some of the young guns of the Cats.
The post-match interview.